Sounds like a plain old spicy.
All right, welcome back to the podcast. It's one of those episodes where we're just, it's just me and Donovan. Donovan. And I. Fuck you, Logan. All right. So, college for me has started back up. And
how's that been?
It's been fucking shitty. Like, it actually hasn't been that bad, but I know for a fact it's going to only get worse. Because I'm taking 15 credits, which also means that it's just going to be a lot more work than last time. But yeah. But this is the fucking Loner Soner podcast. This isn't the loner cries about his fucking college misfortunes.
Loner and Educate the Systems podcast.
Yeah. You know, I was really thinking about the other day, I was thinking about legit getting, just for the goof, getting a doctorate degree in psychology. Just so I'd force people to call me
Dr. Secret Time. I remember that shit.
Oh, yeah. Would you call me Dr. Secret Time? Only if I did that?
If you actually showed me actual proof of your doctorate, yes. I would call you Dr. Secret Time.
I was a licensed psychologist, and I would, like, I'd force people to call me Dr. Secret Time. That'd be my private practice, Dr. Secret Time counseling.
What do you mean, you people?
Yeah, you fucking people. You know, I got some fucking shit to talk about. And that has to do with the bullshit of dating apps. Now, I'm throwing some more dye on the table for dating apps again because I don't know what's happening with this girl that I went out with. Okay, I'm going to add some context with that because I kind of touched on it a little bit last podcast, but I'm going to double down. I understand that I think she listens to this podcast every now and then.
Ayo.
So, I mean, I'm pretty sure most of the people who listen right now don't know who she is, so I'm just going to say her name is Caitlin. We kind of went out for like about a month, and she came over one night, she texted me a few days before we hung out, and I'm like, wait, what? You're talking to me again? We didn't break up, but I already explained that. So she comes over, and all of a sudden, I'm just, like, I felt that, like, our relationship pretty much was, like, a friend's. At this point, I just figured that our relationship devolved into friends with benefits. And I remember when I first started going on dating apps, I'm like, I'm not into that. That's not at all what I want. I want a real relationship. But it just got to the point where my mindset devolved to where it's like, I wouldn't mind being in one of those relationships at this point. I don't care. Like, I got too much. I got fucking college to worry about. So really, yeah. So I didn't really know what our relationship was really evolving into. So she comes over and she said, like, she was like, hey, can we go get some edibles? Because I want to get high. And I'm just like, oh, fuck. Because remember when I said, like, her highs are fucking stupid?
We just stared at a wall for, like, 15 minutes.
Yeah. More than that, really. And she even noticed, she picked up on that one of the podcasts, and I felt really bad because she heard it, and she was like, I want to talk, like, if I feel bad for not talking to you when I'm high. I'm like, it's fine. Cause I'm like, oh man, I feel bad. She probably feels judged. She was, but, I didn't want to go, like, when she said she wanted to get high, I was like, fuck, because I didn't want to get high with her because I just know that our highs don't match. Like, hers is wildly different than mine. And I just hate it.
Oh shit. I got more nuggies.
Hey. I was really disappointed. Not disappointed, it's the wrong word. I was upset that she wanted to get high because I'm like, oh man, if we get high, it's going to go the same way it does every time. Our highs are not going to, like, it's going to collide and just not be fun. So, I was like, wait a second. I have edibles at my house. They're low dose. She probably doesn't know the difference. I didn't tell her that they were only 5 milligrams. So they wouldn't come on nearly as strong. So I like gave her one hoping that it wouldn't affect her that much. It still fucking did the same job. I'm like, fuck, man. Like she was like staring at a wall.
just staring.
Yeah. I'm like, fuck.
Is it like a blank stare? Or is it just like, just.
I don't know. Like, I was like, God damn it. And one of the things that she told me was she told me that she got horny when she got high, and I believed her. It was at this point where I was like, I kind of wanted some, you know, afternoon delight. And I was figuring the way it went every time before, I'm like, oh, we're probably going to have some afternoon delight, and that'll be cool. But the thing is, every time we get high, I'm thinking, oh, we'll get high while I'm still buzzed or when I'm actually high. But no, every fucking time we ever, like, get to that point, she's always, like, I'm always down. My high's passed. I'm not even buzzed anymore. And then she, like, wants to, you know, get on. I'm like, oh, man, you need to time this shit better. Like, I've never had any form of relations under the influence of marijuana, which made me, like, because I always think it sounds fun, but I've never tried it, so I can't ever say.
Didn't Rosemary say it was good?
I think so. Which I bet I could tell some stories on her too, because at this point, no holds barred. But so, like, many hours go by. We're watching TV. We're playing Roblox and shit. And
with Galen?
Yeah. But what really was confusing to me is, like, we started making out, and we just, like, we started entering this early.
No, I'm out of nuggies.
Aw. We started entering the stages of, like, foreplay. I'm like, I'm getting into this. I like this. It's getting good.
It's getting juicy.
But then she's, like, she starts undoing my belt really, really slowly. Like, very fucking slow. I'm like, I was afraid to move because if I moved, I feel like she was just going to stop. I'm like, what's going on here? Like, and then she just she undid the belt, kind of. Then she completely stopped. I'm like, okay. And then she kind of kept doing it, undoing it a little more a little while later. But, and she kind of like tugged on my pants a little bit. I'm like, I'll take them off, I guess. And it was just super weird. And I wanted to play our game True Lies. Did I ever explain on the podcast?
God, that's maybe. I don't remember.
Okay, I'm going to explain Two Lies right now. You probably never heard of this game True Lies because it's a game that I made up. I mean, there might be something similar, but True Lies is essentially this, like, trust game that is only
Big boy trust.
Yeah. Only meant to be played with your girlfriend, boyfriend, you know, whatever.
Significant other.
Yeah, your partner. So the way the game works is it's like a stripping game. The first player essentially says either a truth or a lie. If they tell a truth, it's a kind of insurance that they won't have to strip. And the person who has to guess, and then other, like, the partner has to guess whether or not that person said a truth or a lie. If they say it's a truth, well, it's a truth, nothing happens. You know, good for you. You guys are exercising trust and telling truths in this relationship. But if they say it's a lie, that person who guessed it was a lie has to strip an article of clothing. Now, with a lie, you don't have that same safety as you did with the truth. You're kind of hoping nothing happens. If you tell a lie and they guess that it's a truth, nothing happens. But if you tell a lie and they guess it's a lie, the person who told the lie has to strip. Because shame on you, you need to tell truths in a relationship.
That's been annoying.
And pretty much the loser, or the quote-unquote loser, is the person who loses all their articles of clothing or when they decide to stop. Now, you can either play this over the phone, which I originally constructed this idea with. That was months ago. Except it wasn't nearly as complicated. It was simply like, over the phone, it was just, do you think this person stripped or not? That was it. There was no questions. It was like, you strip. And the first time I played this game was literally with my ex-girlfriend. It wasn't even when we were dating. We were broken up at the time, and she still played the fucking game with me over FaceTime. I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on? And I was so surprised that she even was okay with it. And she kept stripping the whole time. She didn't ever, pretend that she didn't strip. She fucking stripped down completely till she was butt-ass naked. I'm like, I thought you broke up with me. Like, what the fuck is going on?
You mean she probably just stayed naked. She didn't probably, kept stripping on and off, right?
She just kept taking off clothes. So, yeah, but after, I played that with Kate. I tried playing with Caitlin, just as a way of foreplay. And I remember I started playing and I asked her a question. She straight up just didn't answer the question and just stopped playing. I asked her, all right, it's your turn. She's like, okay, I need to think. She, 10 minutes goes by. She doesn't say a fucking word. I'm like, ah, goddamn it, she's high.
She's fucking gone.
And I don't know. It's just really weird. And the way when I asked her, I was like, do you want to play True Lies? And she said, okay. That's the weirdest answer ever. Because, that's neither positive or negative. It's just do you want to play True Lies? Okay. It's a yes or a no. She's like, okay.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, you're definitely high. But we stopped playing. And then after a while, I'm like, it's getting late. We're somewhat naked. And I was just like, hey, is there any time for delights? Delights means sex on this podcast. And she's like, sure. I said, are we not doing any delights tonight? And she's like, sure. I'm like, what? She's like, we can do it. I'm like, okay.
All right.
And she ended up, this is one of the things I was really thinking about. And I was getting undressed. We were, foreplay was happening. I was about to go get a condom. Right? I'm getting my condom. And I swear she goes like, hey, do you mind if we don't use a condom? I'm like, excuse me? She's like, I don't want to use a condom. I'm like, okay. Now, listen, I'm not smart. I'm pretty sure I've proved it on at least 6 of the podcasts that we've done, pretty much every episode we've done. I'm not smart. So I agreed, okay. But then again, I have proof to back up that it was, my polo game's strong. And there's 2 guests that we've had on here that helped, made me feel better about unprotected sex. Your stepsister, who, God. If we do the math, she had sex with that guy approximately 1,020 times with no condom, and she hasn't been pregnant. So,
but obviously that means he pulled our game strong.
When he doesn't
for a one pump jump.
So, I was like, if that's okay. And then Peyton said, yeah, I never really had sex with with condoms. I even came inside a chick. I'm like, fuck, dude, you're a savage.
But then they went to go get Plan B right afterwards.
I was like, okay, so
it's kicking in.
Oh shit, I can see it in your eyes. I just put away the fucking throw away my bot my cup of condoms.
Yes, what the fuck is this shit? Get out of here.
And I'm like, all right, let's do this. And she gets on top, and we're about to start having sex. And I'm like, whoa, we have this feeling again. But then I just had this really weird feeling, it was just I felt really weird. I'm like, what's going on? And I was like, what's going on? I was like, it's just felt really, like, more good than normal. Like, whoa, oh, okay, now I know what's going on. I'm about to come. Like, I swear, not even 15 seconds goes by. I'm like, I think I'm about to orgasm right now. I pull out. Like, it was just a mess. I'm like, did I seriously just come right now? In less than 15 fucking seconds? Like, I was embarrassed. I almost wanted to laugh at how fucking embarrassing that shit was, but I didn't. And I'm pretty sure she was just like, what is going on? She didn't say it. She's like, oh, fuck this guy. Like, I was like, oh, God. And then she hasn't texted me since then.
Wow.
Maybe it's because I haven't texted her, but I was hoping, like, she would text me back, but she never did. Or she would, like, text, like, initiate a text, but she never has. I'm like, fuck. And her birthday's passed, so happy 22nd birthday, Caitlin.
Damn.
But dating apps, they are fucking stupid.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
I don't use them, but yeah.
It's dumb because at this point, like, I've changed my picture so many times where it's like, all right, I have to fucking do math equations in my head to make sure I have, like, a really good-looking fucking picture of myself. And even then, it's, like, half the time I might get a like, but I won't know who it is. And I got a like on – like, I signed up on Bumble again, and I got a like, and I was like, oh, shit, she might look kind of cute. And it's because it's kind of blurred out, but you can see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I look on the picture, and I was like – I swiped in this next person. Like, she looks like she's wearing the same shirt, and I look back – on the other picture, like, oh, wait, she looks like she's wearing, oh, no, they're the same. It's like, this fucking, like, oh, my God, why do I always attract the fucking weird ones? Or, like, always, like the ones who I'd never swipe right on. Never. But I still get them to swipe right on them. I even though I was like, fuck it, I'll swipe right on her. She fucking unmatched me. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, okay, I don't mean to toot my own horn or anything, but I know that I have some sort of, like, attraction, which I don't understand why no one fucking likes me or said shit. Like, I don't know how to start a conversation. I like say hey or hey, what's up, or like, what's your favorite type of
what's up,
yeah, like, or what up, or what kind of shipping service do you prefer, UPS or FedEx? And they don't fucking respond, and I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, it just never works. I don't know.
Did you do the thing I suggested where you just suggest that you're doing like a one night stand type deal?
No. I don't remember you. Wait,
I told you that you should see how long it takes for them to unmatch you when you, like, suggest that you just there for the fuck.
So pretty much put on my bio, like, here for a good time, not a long time, like pretty all those much, sluts
yeah.
do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I never done that, and I always, like, why? What, do you think it would work?
I feel like Tinder is more like a hookup app.
Oh, well, it's weird. Tinder's really weird. Like, there is this one hookup app called HUD. That's strictly a hookup app. Like, it even asks, like, what are your sexual preference, like, sexual tendencies? Like, butt play or butt stuff? I'm like, yes.
Fucking banal.
Yeah. Anal's amazing. We're not going to get back. We might. I don't know.
7 podcasts, ladies and gentlemen. Can we make it to 10?
Man. But
it's been 7, right?
Yeah, it's been 7.
Yeah, this is the 7th one.
Fuck dating apps. I don't understand. Like, Tinder's really fucking stupid.
That's not nice.
Because, actually, no, you know what? There's 3 people that liked me so far in the last couple days. One of them's a fucking dude. I don't know why I'm on his shit. It was just this gay dude named Jay. He just looked gay as shit.
Hey, yo, what up, Jay?
Then the next person who liked me, I swear to God, I'm pretty sure she was a trans girl. I'm like, I'm not that desperate. There's another one who I've yet to find, which really upset me. And by the looks of the picture, she probably won't even be that good looking anyway. Or, like, not even match my fucking criteria. I'm like, fuck. And Bumble's a waste because half the chicks on there won't respond. Like, okay, here's the shit that irritates me. Now, would this irritate you when you see, like, looking for a sugar daddy?
Yes.
These fucking...
Because I want to be a sugar baby.
You want to be a sugar baby?
fucking nice MILF. Sugar baby me. Yes, please.
I don't. God, fucking those sugar babies on Snapchat or not Snapchat, Tinder, just like fucking like looking for sugar daddies, please, or accepting sugar daddy application. Like, go fuck yourself, you lazy cunt. Go get a job or some bullshit.
Get a job.
I ain't paying for your fucking nails and goddamn earrings, you dumb cunt. Like, seriously, I think I'll pay you for sex. That's what I'll buy a fucking Tijuana hooker for. But God, the fuck, you all right?
Oh no, I'm just burping.
Okay.
But when you say about that, like, I am paying for your nose and shit, it got me thinking about like a photo I saw. It was like a, like an obvious, like, over the top, like, black woman, like, bright pink dress, and then, and like have like the blonde hair and the long nails, and it says like that Timmy needs more money for milk. Because it was like a child support type thing. And it was just like, and then I remember seeing like parentheses and like, or like a little thing on the art or like next to it said Timmy's milk, and it pointed to all like the nails, the earrings, that.
God, I fucking hate those people on Tinder. And
I want to find that picture again.
I'll look for it.
I don't think I can find it. My phone's about to die too.
But another thing that really annoys me is, like, I don't use this app much. Like, then why fuck do you have it?
I forgot we still had that on there.
Oh, shit. We were watching porn together. But
Child Protected Services took my son. Why would you let him in?
I thought there were the pizza.
I thought there were the pizza guys I ordered.
Yeah, Tinder, like, if you're one of those people who look for sugar daddies or say, I'm not on Tinder that much, then why the fuck do you have it? Or it's like, I won't respond on here. Why won't you fucking respond?
Fucking respond.
Or, like, add me on Snapchat. I will reply there. It's like, no, you fucking won't. It's just all this dumb shit, like, plugging their Instagram or whatever, dumb cunts. I swear to God, I hate them. I hate them all. Hate them more than gingers. But, all right. Oh, that's what I wanted to bring up. Speaking of gingers, do you think people with ginger hair, is that a race?
They ain't got no souls. So that means probably not.
So they're not a race.
I don't think so, no.
Like, are they, like, you know, like, with black people, Mexicans, gingers, would that be a race?
The black people, Mexicans, yes, that's a race. But the gingers, not sure.
Okay, because apparently I made a racist comment in biology class. We were doing this, we were categorizing thing. We were like, categorize people based on creative, non-scientific stuff. And I'm like, I have an idea. And I heard someone say, like, all right, here's the categories. People who eat broccoli and people who don't eat broccoli. I heard some other lame-ass ones. And I just said, all right, I got one, professor. It's like, what you got? And I just said, people who have ginger hair and people who have souls. It's not that funny of a joke. But I just remember there was this, like, a one-second pause. And it was just like, oh, from the whole fucking lecture hall. And I swear, I see my professor, like, crack a smile, and he's just like, let's back down on the racist jokes. I'm like, wait a second, that isn't fucking racist. They're not a goddamn, wait, or are they? That's why I'm wondering if gingers are a race. I mean, some gingers are pretty shitty, to be honest. I knew a couple of gingers. Like, there was this one guy, I won't say his name. He was a fucking dick.
I don't think I can find it.
What?
I can't find that.
Did you know any shitty gingers?
Honestly, no.
You didn't?
No, because I rarely saw them. And, like, I hardly saw any of them.
I mean, I mean, you've seen at least one ginger.
Mm-hmm.
hung out with me almost every day in senior year. She wasn't, I mean, she, I don't know. She probably was pretty, she was probably as bad as everyone said. Actually, wait, hold up. That came out wrong.
Hold up, what?
I'm not trying to start shit or rumors, but I don't know. Never fucking mind. Never mind. Yeah.
Way. That's a big way moment.
Yeah, but
maybe the photos on Lost Boy Kai's or Cal.
Yeah, I don't think Tinder is my way to go. It's just not worth it because people are fucking shitheads. Not and worth. When I match with them, they either unmatch or... See, what's the fucking point of liking someone if you're not going to want to talk to them? Why? So fucking stupid. Like, really? Ugh. Like, Caitlin was that one exception who I met on Tinder. She's a pretty decent girl. And then, for some reason, things just kind of devolved and just kind of got weird. It made me sad. Because it was going swimmingly. I mean, I don't know if we're still going out or not, but I don't... It's fucking weird. Man. Any luck?
No. Can't fucking find it. I'm mad because it was kind of funny. And I wanted to see it again.
You know, last episode, you mentioned the Australian wildfires, and I made a really dumb joke about their bad Wi-Fi. That was only because I didn't realize the full scope of their wildfires. Like, I didn't even know it was a fucking thing. I just knew, kind of heard little bits about it. I saw a fucking news article. Over 1 billion animals have died. I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Like, that's... Dude, we're going to die in 2020. Like, we had, like, so much shit's gone on. Like, there was the close call with the fucking war with, what was it, Iran?
Yep.
And then the wildfires, which is still going on. And we got the new, what is it called? The
plague in China?
Yeah, which is about to come here probably because of the fucking Asian food. I think it was like the coronavirus.
I have no idea.
And you know what's really weird? Which I've seen in like 1720.
I keep hitting the mic, my bad.
In 1720, there was the Black Plague. In 1820, there was the cholera outbreak. In 1920,
the polio break.
The bubonic plague.
Or bubonic? Oh, yeah. Fuck, I keep hitting the mic. I'm sorry.
And in 2020?
My perception's off.
The fucking coronavirus. I think it's a coronavirus. Dude, we're going to die this decade. Something's coming. Like, we didn't. Man, 2020.
Well, we're lucky we don't.
Hopefully we don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I want to see what the coronavirus would be like.
Just fucking die.
I mean, from what I've heard, it's like only people who have like already weakened immune systems won't survive. But I mean, I wonder what it'd be like. Get the attention, just to fucking get the coronavirus. Like, it's like,
Christ.
It's like, what is the man, I wish it were like cancer, where it weren't contagious.
I wish it was like cancer.
I wish it was like,
so it's not contagious.
So it's like, oh man. Cam, how long do you think you have to live? 3 months. It's like, yeah, can I ask you a favor? It's like, what is it? It's like, can we fuck? Just like, but, okay. It's like, I'm going to die in 3 months, so please, could you just, like, ante up?
Let me not die a virgin.
Exactly. Well, I'm not a virgin anymore, so. At least that's something I don't need to worry about, dying a virgin. You know, have you seen the videos on, like, NoFap and how they do a bunch of research on, like the quote-unquote benefits of NoFap?
Yep.
You know what I come to a conclusion of?
A lot NoFap really only works for the first 3 days.
It's, yeah, but I think one of the things, like the one of the major takeaways, is like you become more charismatic and confident with yourself, and you're just like willing to take risks that you otherwise probably wouldn't take. And the reason is simply because your body wants you to fuck something, or it wants you to get rid of a load. That's all it does. Like, you get so desperate that you just start, like, you legit will just
hump like, a fucking tree.
Like, it's
that trio where they'd be looking mighty thick.
But it's like, it's true, because you really get this confidence out of nowhere. It's like, where is this coming from? Oh, it's because I want to fuck. It's like, I'm made, like, guys are just simply made to bust a nut in someone and breed. That's the, like, it comes from animals. Like, from my limited knowledge, that's all it is. That's
limited knowledge.
We just want to reproduce. And because we have, like, yet,
book?
As we, because we've yet to, like, bust a nut in anything, or just because, or do it ourselves, we're just so desperate that we are, like, we gain this kind of confidence and charisma. And we were, like, willing to do almost anything just to fucking feel that goodness.
That sweet, juicy goodness.
Yeah. So, like, it's just, it's all fucking bunk. Like, it's doesn't make you any more confident. It just makes you want to fuck more. That's all it is. It's just a fucking placebo effect. It's all it is, really. Like, what?
When you said placebos, I randomly thought of the scene from It where he's like, they're gazebos.
I've yet to watch either of those movies.
No, it's because in the movie, the kid finally realizes that what he's been getting for his, like, pills that the mom makes him take are just, like, fake. They're just, like, sugar pills.
Oh, the gazebo effect?
No, but like, since he's a young kid, he doesn't know that she said placebo is like the pharmacist's daughter. So when he like stands up to his mom, he just goes, "You know what these are? They're gazebos!" and throws it on the ground. It's funny because I think he did it with his broken hand, so he just had like just his fingers just crunched up and just they're gazebos. Yeah, and just a stiff hand just drops it.
Let's make fun of people with disabilities. I'm kidding. I'd be fucked up.
I probably shouldn't say.
What? No, say it.
No, I actually probably shouldn't say because of work reasons.
Oh, fuck. Just like...
I was going to call a coworker out.
Oh, they have a mental... not mental, but just a physical disability?
They have... It seems like it's a physical one.
Or is it a mental brain. Disability?
His one is brain called a mental disability.
Oh my god.
He says he has one, but I really doubt he does.
Does he have ADHD?
No. He says he has Asperger's. But he talks too normally. Like, he's like, he doesn't like have any speech impediment or nothing like that. He's like perfectly normal. He may have a lisp, that's about it.
I mean, isn't... Well, isn't Asperger's like, it's a very low level version of autism.
Yes.
So does he just say, "Oh my god, listen, we don't hold hate for anyone. These are all jokes, people. Please understand, these are jokes." Does he say like some dumb shit?
A little bit.
Like what kind of dumb shit?
Well, it's not really. No, he doesn't say dumb shit actually. He just has really short temper.
Okay. Probably low-level form of Asperger's then.
Maybe. I don't know. But it seems like he uses it as an excuse at work.
I think we should get off this topic before people think we're making fun of people with like mental disabilities.
I have no idea if he has a mental disability or not. I've heard rumors. Everyone's been saying rumors. I don't know if he actually does or not. So don't hold me accountable.
Listen, I don't... If he really does have Asperger's, then that's it. But if he doesn't, then fuck him for acting like he has Asperger's when he doesn't.
Because he's a bitch.
But, you know...
Doesn't do shit, store.
I don't understand, like... I don't understand why retarded is such a bad word now. Like, you gotta be careful saying that retarded.
Fucking retarded, dude.
Yeah, it's retarded how people don't want to say, yeah, you can't say retarded. It's like, because the, okay.
You can't say retarded. That's gotta stay in.
I wish we had on video.
I tried to do the SpongeBob meme. I tried to do it in person. Oh, shit. Get the retarded.
Okay, so.
Oh my god, that is funny.
What I don't understand is.
It's a joke, y'all. Don't take that seriously.
There are, like. This is pulling up, like, bits from Tom Segura or other comedians that are just like. You can't say retard anymore. It's like, why? It's because what if there's one over there? That argument doesn't work. It's like, oh, so you're calling them retards? You can't say retarded. It's like, they're not retarded. They're just. They're just got mentally challenged. Like, it's because our dumb society decided to make, like, call them, oh, and, you know, however, when they decide a fucking diagnosis, like, oh, they're retarded. It's like, okay. And now, I don't remember when it just, probably, like, what, in the fucking 80s or some shit. I don't know what I'm trying to say. All I'm saying is, like, it was a nice time where you could say retarded without people fucking flipping out. Flipping chairs saying, you can't say retarded. Well, what if there's one over there? It's like, your argument isn't valid.
We done.
Water champ.
Water champ's gonna die by water fucking poisoning.
I haven't been drinking a gallon of water anymore, only because, like, I don't have time. And it's more work than it really requires. Because I don't want to fucking have to worry about taking a piss during school.
Cause I gotta go pee.
Yeah. But Tuesdays are going to suck.
So, I got a question for college.
What's up?
Can you just leave at any time? I mean, like, you can just stand up in the middle of the classroom and just walk out?
Most cases, yeah. Because you're essentially an adult. You don't need to raise your hand to ask to go to the bathroom. They're going to treat you like an adult. If you need to go to the bathroom, just go to the bathroom. Like, this isn't high school where, like, you rate.
Well, I'm also more or less, like, talking, you can just grab all your stuff and leave.
I mean, yeah, but, I mean, there are certain professors that will dock. And they will say, like, you are one-third absent, or some professors, again, I say some, excuse me, that will go as far as count attendance as a grade. And if you, like, decide to leave class early, they will, like, give you, they'll dock off points because they can, like, track if you left or not because of these dumb games they do. That's with one of my professors. Or some of them just straight up don't care if you show up to class or not. They just say, like, oh, you're an adult. You can choose to come to one of your classes or not. Some of them.
I got three eyes, dude. I'm fucking, like.
I got three.
I'm zoning out. And when I zone out, I have, like, double vision. Because I'm not really paying attention to where I'm looking.
And if I have double vision, I should have four eyes, not three eyes.
I know. That's what's weird, though. Only another eye showing up, though. Only one other eye.
Where?
Right here. Right on the top of your forehead. More or less. Like, say about. A little bit above your eyebrows.
Just above, like, the unibrow area?
Yeah. Anyways, back to leaving early.
It just depends on your professor. Some of them just will not care if you leave. They won't care. They won't even care if you show up. But, like, one of my professors said that if you leave early, you won't get full credit for being there that day. Some of them just haven't said anything. They won't, like, they got a lot of shit to worry about, so they really probably won't really care about who, they won't keep track on who stayed in class and who ditched or left. But yeah, it's college. It's more, they treat you like adults. even if I don't want to be one yet. Yeah. One of the dudes, one of my professors, he's like, he looks like he's my age. It's really fucking weird.
18, what?
Well, he's in that, like, mid-20s range.
Okay, okay. That makes more sense now.
He's got this, like, dad mustache. Like, he's got a fucking porno stash. He's got, like, this pretty, like...
Porno stash.
He's, like...
Porn.
It's so weird. He's just... He's so young. He's one of the... He's that one professor who just doesn't care if we show up or not. He doesn't count grades for attendance, which makes him easily one of my favorite professors, but... He's so cool, he'll let us call him by his first name, Austin. His name's Austin. What?
What are the odds of that?
I mean, Austin's a pretty common name. I think his name, Austin Boren. But he's definitely not Boren. Ah, knee slapper. Ah.
Jesus Christ, it's Jason Bourne. I am blind as shit without my glasses.
Dude, what was your favorite moment of 2019?
Probably when I got a job.
It's your happiest moment?
Probably, yeah. Because I could start making it my own income. And actually being able to buy the shit I want.
It's understandable. What about 2018?
2018... Not sure. Oh, I think I got my first PC. Like, gaming PC. It was a pre-built. What's funny is I'm still using the motherboard right now. I'm still using the motherboard and the CPU, but probably in the next 2 weeks I'll be able to use my new motherboard and CPU.
You know, we always talk about... I don't know if you want to bring this up, but we always end up talking about, or I always end up bringing up my ex. I don't want to ever say, like, we end up, because I always fucking bring it up.
Yeah.
I always end up bringing up my ex just for the fucking goof.
Because joke, bro.
Because I just have so many goddamn stories about her that, like...
I find it funny also that I'm running on 4 hours of sleep on this shit.
You're going to fucking sleep like a baby, I'm sure.
Probably.
But I always talk about her, and... Damn,
you continue the story. I'm going to go get something.
Okay. Well, more or less, what I'm trying... you can still hear me. So, we always bring up my ex. I don't know. What about, let's call her Mala's Palabras. Let's call her Mala's Palabras.
Fuck, I was going to say something else. I was going to say a name if we could have used for her. But then I fucking forgot it!
Mala, you get the idea, right? You know what I'm trying to tell. I don't know, man. I'm afraid that you can't hear him. I hope you can, because that shit was funny. He's just like, "The fuck was that?"
Who the fuck is that?
By the way, if you don't know what malas palabras means, it means bad words in Spanish. I've been watching a lot of Narcos Mexico and Narcos, so I understand those things, unlike you whitewashed fuckers out there. But yeah. He's making ramen. Honestly, like, let's get a good thing. Let's, like, gingers, am I right? Why are some of them just total, like, assholes? Because one, I don't know if I explained the one ginger... who just was a total dick to freshmen in high school. he was a real piece of shit sometimes. Like, he treated me okay only because I was only a year under him. But the freshman, dude, he was a fucking cunt towards them. He acted like such a he acted like he was so much better. And I was a chair in front of him in band, and he was just like, he knew he couldn't say shit. I'm just like, yeah, that's what I fucking thought, dude.
Say shit.
All right, just making sure the fucking microphone's on. That'd be weird if it wasn't.
Just 56 minutes of us just talking.
First of all, it's only been 45.
Look, my perception of time is off, all right, sir?
You sound like one of the women in GTA San Andreas, like, try anything you want, thur.
Thur.
Yeah. Which, oh, shit. Before we get into the Malas Palabras, I wanted to bring up if my sense of this is really bad for my sense of humor. I don't know, man. If we talk about it, I want to get it when you're on mic. So we'll talk about it later. You stole a fucking Guitar Center pick.
Yeah.
You goddamn fucking theft.
Numbers on the pick. They expect you to take it home. Okay, Mook.
What I do like about these picks, though, is that they're just like, they're not too soft, like they're not too bendy, they're not too hard, they're just right. That sounded wrong.
Monkey dick. My humor is shitposts.
If you couldn't hear, Donovan's humor is shitposts. Now. And my humor is, I mean, we'll explain, we'll talk about it once he's done making his ramen.
Chicken-y soup ramen!
You know,
I feel like the G Fuel that I had earlier today is kicking back in. For no reason.
It's getting a second wind, huh? Remember Tech Decks?
All the little skateboards?
Yeah, the finger skateboards.
Dude, I remember those. Those things are crazy.
Dude, I fucking love Tech Decks. I used to love them so much, even though for some reason
I remember them back in Washington, dude.
When I was younger, I had like a whole skate park, like a whole fucking Tech Deck skate, like a home, like it was pretty much made with like all these miscellaneous ramps from Tech Decks. And it spanned one of my entire carpet in my living room. That shit was fucking dope.
Did you do any cool tricks?
Yeah, ollies, because that's all I could do. I couldn't do any other tricks because I was too uncoordinated with my fingers, but not anymore. Ah! Shit. Dude, this one time I fingered a girl so hard I made her bleed. It wasn't good either. I remember, oh, dude, I was like going into like, I was just going in hard and deep. And then I just remember I was like, I ended up like clipping, like for some reason, my fingernail clipped something inside her or a piece of skin. And I just felt this like, I don't even know how to describe it. It was just like something clinged onto my fingernail and I like pulled back and I just felt this kind of like pull and something snapped inside. I was like, oh, and then I just remember I heard her just like go, like not a very good, not a moan, more of like a groan, like, and then I pull my finger out and she's bleeding, and I'm just like, I'm almost in shock because I'm like, I just stop and I start shaking, because she's bleeding, and. No, I didn't fucking force a period. I just fucking took a piece of, like, her vaginals. Oh, God, it's disgusting. It clipped off, and it just, like, it just caused her to start bleeding, and that legit, like, I don't know what it was. Whatever it was, I just started shaking, and I legit laid on her chest and almost started crying. Because I just felt so bad that I hurt her that way. I could only imagine that shit would fucking hurt. So I legit laid on her chest, and I just kept. I laid on her chest, like held her and said, "I'm so sorry. I'm real. Like I didn't want to make you bleed. I'm so sorry." And I started crying in her chest. She's like, "Babe, it's okay." I'm like, "I'm so sorry. I didn't mean. I'm sorry." Like it wasn't even because I thought she'd break up with. I knew she wouldn't break up with me because of that, but I was just so fucking upset about it because I just didn't want that to happen. She's like, "Just don't do it." So hard next time. I'm like, okay. Just, I started doing that. I clipped my nails like every week because of that. Oh yeah, if you couldn't hear him, he just said, "You maybe should clip your fucking nails, you dumb shit." I'm like, yeah, okay. I did that. I started clipping my nails every week. But,
fucking slut.
Dude, did I ever tell on the podcast how I ate a girl out in Town Square parking lot?
Don't think so.
He said, he doesn't think so. Might have to. So, as he's making his ramen, I'm going to explain this time I ate a girl out in the Town Square parking lot in Las Vegas. Fun fact, the girl I did that to was a guest on this podcast.
Then they already know.
Yeah, what?
Yeah,
and I've never had sexual relations with Sine Gardia, so
you do the math.
So, I'm fucking positive. She won't care. All
right.
She'll probably get a good laugh out of it. She won't fucking listen. I highly doubt. Yeah, so me and this girl, we'll call her Rose because that's her nickname, and she was on the podcast, so it's not like it's a big secret. Rose and I went out for a while, like maybe a couple weeks, and we went on our first date. Like, I remember she kissed me. Now, keep in mind, she was like, I mean, Donovan can attest and agree with me. She is really, really attractive, like very attractive. And she, like, opened up a lot on that date. She's like, "I've never opened up this much to anyone before. Not many people. I've never told this stuff." I was like, okay. And she ended up kissing me, and we started kissing and making out. I remember that night very vividly because we got Olive Garden. We got unlimited fettuccine Alfredo, which was fucking delicious. But on our second date, we go to Town Square, and we go to Town Square, and honestly the first part of the day was just really shitty because she was on her phone half the time. I feel like I wasn't capturing her interest at all. I'm like, this fucking blows. And I was just like, dude, what are you doing? Like, after a while she's like, is something wrong? It's like, I just feel like this date is really going shitty because you're not really paying attention to all the jokes or the stuff I'm saying. Like, I asked you a question, you didn't even answer it. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? But then somehow we kind of make up after that, and we just start making out. We go to, like, you know, we go to this, like, third floor of the parking garage. I'm like, it's a nice view, isn't it? And then, like, she kisses me, and I kiss her. And I, like, pin her up against the wall. In a good way. I thought I told you this.
You pinned her up against the wall. I've never heard you say that.
Let me just explain.
Please do.
All I did was pretty much take her hands and kind of put it up against the wall, like holding her against the wall. I mean,
getting steamy in here.
Literally, shut the fuck up. You and your fucking ramen.
Hey, don't judge.
I'm
living your life right now, and food wise.
No, my life is not that at all, because I'm not living abroad or like outside my fucking city. Living in whatever, but
college diet, boys.
Yeah, when I say I pin her up against the wall, I just pretty much put one of her hands up on the elevator thing, and then I put my other hand on her neck because she's into that kind of thing. Then we go back to my car and we sit down. We sit. I swear we're in my car for like 2 hours, and we go to the back seat, and I don't know. Like after a while, she legit like turns around. She like looks over a couple ways, and then she legit takes her panties off in my car in the back seat. I'm like, why'd you do that? Like, wow. And she had told me that a guy had never made her orgasm before, and I'm like, challenge accepted. Safe to say, after around half an hour, I was like, tap my head 3 times if you want me to stop or if I make you orgasm. Safe to say, half an hour goes by, and she taps my head 3 times. I just hear the whatever, you know, the orgasm noise. And she taps my head, and she just, I remember I looked up, and she was like, just like staring at me, just like very wide-eyed, like mouth open. She was like, ha, you did it. You're the first guy who made me orgasm. She's like, Austin, good job. And she gave me a high five. I'm like, what the fuck is this? Why are you giving me a fucking high five?
Yeah, bro.
Yeah, exactly. What the fuck is going on? So, and she was like,
excuse me.
Now, this is where she said, I really want to suck your dick right now. I'm like, whoa. Listen, you don't need to return the favor, okay? It's like, it's just a one-off. Like, you don't need to do anything if you don't feel blood. Like, no, I want to. I'm like, all right, yeah, me sold. So we go.
Yeah, me sold.
We go to a church parking lot.
The house of the Lord, obviously.
Yeah, I choose the most appropriate place, a church parking lot, and she.
In the middle of the day.
No, middle of the night.
It was the night.
Yeah. And. Suffice to say, she gave me the best. The windows just started getting a little steamy, but suffice to say, she gave me easily one of the best blowjobs in my life. Like, if I thought it wouldn't get any better, she was just like, just spit. I'm like, oh my god. Like, it was just amazing.
She fucking spat on it?
Yeah. And when it's like, it's just so fucking, I was like, whoa, whoa. And I was trying to warn her. I was like, okay, I think I'm about to. And she was like, wait, I'm about to. And she was like going fast, like, all in. And then she ended up like, she opened the car door and spat it out. And I'm like, I thought you weren't a spitter, you fucking quitter. And she was like, not tonight. I'm like, okay. And she's like, want a kiss? I'm like, yeah, sure. It's like, oh, most guys don't want that. It's like, oh, I'm a fucking man, okay? I'm an adult. I don't care if I get residual jizz on me, all right? I'm an adult. I've had a girlfriend, okay? Fuck's sakes. So then I drop her off, and we pretty much stopped hanging out after that. It was pretty sad. But, all right, we're going to quickly pause the podcast so we have more time to talk about shit. Yeah, we'll be right back. So my sense of humor has gotten really weird and almost kind of dark. I was playing San Andreas, you know, GTA San Andreas. And I don't know why. I had a chainsaw. First of all, I had a fucking chainsaw. And I love how the old ladies in that game are so fucking slow. They're hunched over and they're hella slow. And then I have the chainsaw. I was like, nin, 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 nin. And then it's like, nin, 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 nin. And then the old lady starts like trying to sprint away. I'm like, just like I go to the chainsaw. And it's like fucking mow her down. It's like, nin, 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 nin. And then you just
cry.
And then there's like other people like, And then I goes like, and then nin, 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 and I fucking mow him down. And I'm just giggling so hard. I was like.
What the fuck?
And then I started playing San Andreas. I swear, it's
making
even
a murder over here, dude.
It's even better in San Andreas because they have this like special cutscene. It's like it looks like you're cutting them in half. You just have like you have the chainsaw gun, like, nun, 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 nun. And then you, like, if you hold the attack button, it's just like, you hold it up, and then you just see people, like, running with, oh, shit. And then I just go to someone, and then you, like, start, like, mowing them down, like, and then you just hear, like, the guy getting mowed down. It's like, or then you see them getting cut in half, or you go to some other chick, and you, like, and you start mowing him, it's like, she's like,
fuck. I gotta look this up real quick.
And I was like mowing down old ladies who couldn't fucking run away. They're like,
San Andreas chainsaw.
No, go to Saints Row 2 chainsaw attacks or some shit. This is so
Saints
Row. Oh, fuck. Trust me, it really is funny. Like, it's so funny.
Chainsaw airport lunatic?
That might work.
Oh my god!
Like, play the sound.
Why are you
listen?
Laughing?
Listen.
What the fuck is wrong with you?
No, but keep watching.
What the fuck?
Isn't it funny? Look, he's an old man.
Are you kidding me?
Oh man, cut it short. He can't run away.
You're
laughing too.
I'm laughing because I'm questioning what the fuck is wrong with you. You're still laughing at this. What the fuck?
Wait, go to see San Andreas or some shit. You were laughing.
I was laughing and questioning you. Some of this shit's actually kind of like messed up a little bit. If it was a real chainsaw, you're still
it's
laughing.
It's not, though.
You're still laughing at the fucking sound of it.
It's not real, though. It's not real. It's obviously fake. It's a game from like 2000. It's
God.
A game from 2008, man. They don't even fuck... Oh man, it's not as funny as wait, where are the old people? You gotta run.
I don't.
Look at that. Look at that old person trying to run away. Wait, what was it? 10 points for what? Wait, go back. What was it? 10 points for what? Ten points for a fat old lady?
Oh, fuck.
You're laughing too, okay?
I guess I'm questioning why this is making you laugh so hard.
Well, Saints Row 2, like, I guess it's because of the... It's...
God, that was a quick laugh.
Oh,
it's like,
shit.
It's like that Joker meme. People are dying. And you're sitting here laughing.
The reason why... I find it so funny is because of how gratuitous it is. I mean, look. You're just fucking going and, like, cutting some dude into, like, an old guy. It's like, look at, like...
It's also your laugh that's making me laugh, too.
It's like, you're just some fucking old guy's like, what's that guy doing? And then he's just fucking... It's like, hello. Ah! God. Oh, shit. I'm about to get a fucking headache. Oh, God.
This has been a great segment for the podcast.
Yeah, this is a great segment. I really hope you can hear the fucking chainsaw in the background. Wait, just
if,
like
if you want to watch the video yourself, it's Saints Row 2 Chainsaw Airport Lunatic.
I'm not a psycho. It's funny only because if you look at it in this context of that, it's not real. Obviously, if it's a real dude, if it's a dude in real life going around fucking cutting people in half with a chainsaw, that shit ain't funny. It's disturbing. But
as he's trying to hide laughter right now,
it's not like, look at the way these people are running. What? I mean, look at that fucking big ass chainsaw. Cut a fucking fireman in half. It's like the same with the dude falling out of the helicopter. You laughed at that shit.
Okay, that's kind of funny, though.
And this isn't?
I don't know. It's, to me, it's not. Okay, we're done
with
this.
That's enough.
We're done with this.
All right.
That was what, like... 5 minutes with chainsaws?
Yeah. Oh, shit. Man, there goes a pig. But.
There is a cat underneath me right now. It's my cat, Jojo. Jojo, what are you doing?
Again, to, like, rephrase my point, if it's someone in real life holding a chainsaw around, cutting people in half, it's not funny because that's fucking terrifying. This is a video game. It's all satirical.
You lose your voice from laughing so hard?
Yeah. Also because I'm allergic to your cats, and that fucking kills my voice, too. Wait. You know what? This will be great. This will make me itchy throat. I mean, I got a runny nose. Not itchy or watery eyes just yet. I'm not sneezing. But this... Oh, you're welcome. This is a podcast exclusive to burp in the microphone. You're welcome. One good thing about these, though, is these help me sleep so good. I remember one time taking three. Dude.
You took three?
You're only supposed to take, like, one.
You're supposed to take two.
Oh, two?
It what? Should be two or one. Well, hold on. How many are in one?
One to two tablets.
Yeah.
I took three. One time.
That's crazy.
But.
They do help you sleep a lot, though.
Yeah. Like, you should never take this shit in the morning.
No, dear God. Only way you could take it is if it's non-drowsy.
Yeah, or if you, like, have fucking coffee to counter it.
Mm-hmm.
But another funny video that isn't nearly as...
No!
That isn't that messed up is the CJ, like, the entire GTA San Andreas storyline, except CJ has schizophrenia. I don't want to spoil it for you, but it's really funny. Like, the intro song to it is really fucking funny. Cause it's like it's a retarded version of like the regular.
What?
Yeah, you should look. Just click on to see the intro.
Okay.
It literally just it makes like the whole video just try to make CJ look like a fucking psycho. The comments really make the video. Like even Jack's films commented on it. I was like, what the fuck?
My phone's gonna die here soon, so I'm just gonna watch this and then be done with the phone.
Just watch the intro.
The fuck iDubbbz?
I know, right?
Why is iDubbbz in the intro of this?
It's because of, like, or something about the San Andreas. Or, like, you know, or, like, they're shaking up the spray can.
For some reason, it won't load. try going off Wi-Fi.
I'm gonna sleep like a baby now. I got so much fucking homework to do tomorrow. It's gonna fucking suck. I feel like the shit on this podcast I want to talk about, I ended up forgetting.
I love how right as I stop the video or go to reset the video, it plays.
It's great. And look at CJ when he's...
He's Fortnite default dancing. That's what the thing is. It's a Fortnite remix. After 5 years on the East
Coast, it's time to go home. Where's his fucking suitcase? The fuck? There's going to be something you notice. Just like in the very first, like... Where's his car, dude?
Where's everything?
There's no civilians. It's like, look. He's arresting himself.
What the fuck?
If you can't already tell, they wipe the audio from everyone. They took out all the characters. So it's just him. The fuck?
That's so weird.
It's the comments that really make the video funny, though. Hell no, Officer Tenpenny. I was just wondering what took y'all so long.
Ease up, man. Dang. The first comment in 1986.
People in 18. And it's just the blue timestamps you gotta click on and just like look at the context. Wait, where's the Mad Dog one? The CJ. Is CJ on the roof? Hey, Mad Dog, what you doing up there, fool? Motherfucker, get a grip. You still got it yourself. There's no one up there. He's just like fucking losing his mind. So essentially, the whole video is just CJ by himself. Here's the plan. It's all about the art of deception. While I get as much heat on me as possible, y'all get away with the green. It's just no one. It's just like, after a while, it's like, dude, he's just fucking crazy. Hey, nigga, fuck you. Shit. Oh, I remember what I want to talk about. Okay, I don't know if you want to talk about it, but Mala's Palabras. What's up? What's up?
Salsa.
Oh, salsa. You know, it's good because that is not her ethnicity, but we could say it is.
That was the fucking name I wanted to say a while back. I forgot the fucking food, salsa.
You're that fucking stoned.
I was that fucking stoned. All right.
Salsa.
I'm still am. I'm going to go smoke even more after the podcast. Oh, my God.
Salsa.
What about her?
So how long have you and Salsa went out for? Or not went out for, but how long have you two... approximately been talking for or talked for?
No, we're talking about like before,
so years, right?
About 2 years?
It's junior year, right?
Yeah. 2 to 3, yeah.
Had to have been junior year because she was. We won't say her. We won't say what grade she was in because of legality reasons.
No, that makes me look like a fucking.
No. God, that's not. My voice is so fucking dead. No, no. It was a joke.
It was a cat.
But how'd you guys first like start, like, talking in the first place?
We were. What's funny is I would have actually never talked to her if it wasn't for my friend. Because she tried to get her number for me.
Ooh. There's a fucking scratch me.
He's not gonna scratch.
Better not. You piece of shit.
Don't hate on my cat.
Look, listen to what he did in my fucking voice.
No, I guess also from you laughing, right?
Nah, I couldn't. I would. Maybe, but.
Dude, you were laughing pretty fucking hard.
So you. She tried to get the number for you and.
Failed horribly.
No. Why did it fail so horribly?
Because she said that she wasn't. Hey, dude, don't smell that.
That's not for you.
That's not for you. It was she said she wasn't looking for anything right now. She was just trying to get through school. So, yeah, that's how that started. And then pretty much we kind of talked, like, small chat in class and everything. And then I gave her my phone number because it was like this, like, last-ditch effort to, like, see if I can continue relations with her, like, see if I can continue to next year. I just basically said if she needed anyone to talk to, just hit me up, I guess. And then it fucking worked on the third day right before finals. And then that's how it started, and that's how it's been. That's how it all started.
See. And that's how you guys just kind of stayed were friends at first, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then remember you told me, like, well, your friend pretty much said, like, oh, Donovan, or, did they say that you liked her, or did they ask her if she liked you? She's like, he's cute, or something like that, or what happened?
What do you mean?
I remember that she said that you were cute, and, you know.
Oh, that was when she asked for my number.
Yeah.
That was when the girl asked for the number.
And then, what, like, a couple of years goes by? I mean, a little over a year, maybe?
A little over a year.
And she, like, what was it, just, it was in August, right?
Mm-hmm.
I remember, because I was fresh out of my fucking relationship. This is when everyone was getting in a relationship while I was getting out of one. I'm like, this fucking sucks. Like, how the turns have tabled. And she asked you if you wanted to go get boba, right?
Yeah, it was like tea.
Yeah, I remember you said, hey, you want to go get boba? I'm like, I'm taking you on a date, am I? I mean, the third wheel, huh?
I had no idea it was a date.
I fucking knew it would be a date.
I didn't. Like I said, every hint a girl has given me or anything just whoop right on my head.
I feel like. It's kind of been the same with me, too, except now I might overanalyze shit and I might take things the wrong way. Like, if, like, a girl asks me, like, oh, where are you doing your service learning? I'm like, she fucking likes me or some bullshit like that. She's like, I just want to know where you're doing your service learning, you fucking dummy. But, yeah. So it was like.
Your tits are good.
What?
Your tits are nice.
Yeah. It was the night after. Well, I took you to boba, and I just remember it was like deja vu because it felt like when I ended up taking Austin out to go out on his first day with his ex-girlfriend, Not even. I don't even want to say they were dating. Like what? A month and a half. What? We're not gonna. We said her name once on the podcast. I don't want to say it again. But
it's not about that. Something else.
What is it? I'll say it.
That was your ex.
That was really my ex-girlfriend. So, and the table, the turns of table. I keep saying like the tables of turn, but then I keep changing.
Hey, don't scratch cat.
Yeah.
Your claws, your paw is. Uh-huh.
But.
I need to trim his claws.
What had happened on that date was, I don't remember exactly what had happened, but it felt I felt like I had almost had kind of control over what the date, because they were just antisocial towards each other. They didn't fucking say anything. Nope. And I'm eating my goddamn quesadilla and nachos.
Oh, I thought you were talking about us.
No.
Yeah, I was fucking not knowing what the fuck was going on.
Now you guys, I'm not getting, not, I haven't gotten to you guys yet.
I've got the idea.
But
doing?
When I was on that, like, when I was the third wheel with Austin and my ex-girlfriend, I remember I just had to ask, like, so how's your guys' days been? And I just, like, that's how, I had to pretty much force them to talk to each other because they didn't fucking know how to talk to each other. I'm like, this isn't my date, so I don't give a shit. But then I felt this kind of deja vu with you and Salsa. I'm like, this, I'm going to avoid, as like, I'm going to avoid talking as much as I can. I'm simply the ride. Like, I might make a joke here and there, but this is their fucking date. So I just kind of sat in the corner. I'm like, I'm having weird relations with my ex right now. So, like, you guys have fun. Mm-hmm. And then what, the night that, that night she ended up telling you that she liked you?
It was her friend that told me.
Oh. And I remember you fucking called me. You're like, dude. And I'm like, good for you, man. I don't know what's going on with me right now. Now you're scratching the fucking chair. What are you doing?
Getting hair off the chair.
You're yelling at JoJo for scratching shit, and now you're scratching shit.
I'm not scratching it. My nail is still my nail, all right? Fucking bastard. Don't be judging me, all right?
But, yeah, so that, how many times did you guys end up hanging out?
Outside of school?
Yeah.
Only that one time.
Damn.
Every other time has been inside the school.
And didn't things get kind of hot and heavy when Logan and I were here?
Yes.
Because you guys were hanging out there for a while and secret time. We were kind of like, what the fuck's going on out there? So we were just about, we were secretly trying to like see what's going on through the fucking, the blinds. But we just didn't want to like, we're like, oh, what would that'd be really weird if shit was going down out there. We just fucking looked and there's like a titty out. I'm like, well, fuck. Backup's like, we didn't see anything. But we didn't want to look because I thought I saw that she might have been on top, or like she was like, you know, facing the window. I'm like, that'd be weird if she saw like us fucking with the blinds. She's like, what? I'm like, So we didn't do anything. And then you guys were upstairs for a while. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Fucking teenagers.
That was funny.
Yeah, we played Bean Boozle. That shit was fucking nasty.
That was gross. I still have it.
I know.
I need to get rid of it.
Dude, and when I ate the fucking first thing, you just smelled my breath. Dude, I couldn't believe how potent my breath smelled.
Oh, God. You had, like, the worst one, like, dog food, and it was just reeking everywhere.
And the one that almost made me, like, legit, I was about
What's funny is that we were kissing out there, and she said she didn't really want to kiss because of the Bean Boozles. Even though in reality, it didn't really leave anything on mine.
When she felt self-conscious?
I guess. I don't know.
Oh. Man, I miss having it like a monogamous relationship. And then you guys separated because things just
didn't feel right, and also for the fact that she has over attachment issues.
What?
Like she gets easily attached to stuff.
What do you mean? Like,
you wanna know how fast she got attached and like started to like my fucking Minecraft cows?
I thought you said you wanna know how fat she got? I'm like, what the fuck? She's
no, I'm saying, you know how fast she just like started to like have feelings for a fucking like inanimate object or stuff? She cared about whenever I killed an animal in a game. Like,
you sure she wasn't like joking around? It's like, oh, or was some
no,
shit.
No, it was like,
what the fuck did you do that, man?
Exactly. Literally, I was like, I needed to like, you know, progress. Food. Or like, I need, you know, I was playing Red Dead and I was using it for the trader business.
Oh.
And I was like, it's one of the only ways I can really make money. And she's like, can't you do something else?
They had the trader business at that time?
Yep.
Oh, shit. And, like, oh, that's right. She's vegan, isn't she?
She's part vegan. She's trying to be vegan, but,
meat's too good.
With, no. Ha. But, since she's living with her parents and her mom doesn't believe in veganism, she compromises with fish.
I don't like fish, to be honest. Do you like fish?
Salmon's pretty good.
Maybe
and
lobster?
And shrimp. I haven't had lobster or crab in who knows how long, so.
It's just, there's a weird taste in fish for me, to be honest. Like, you can tell when something's fish or when it's like red meat. For me, I always distinguish this taste of fish. And I just don't like it. I don't know.
Hmm. Why'd you get all hot and sensual into the mic?
Because my voice. I bet like some female out there is just like, ASMR. Oh my god. I don't know. I don't really like fish that much. Like I remember eating popcorn shrimp and I was just like, it's not that bad, but then I just like that immediate taste of shrimp is like, oh, it's fish. It's weird. Really weird.
Oh, it's fish.
Like, I think I may have had lobster once. I just didn't like it. I don't know. It's just the weird seafood taste. I'm just not into it. Which means I wouldn't like sushi, probably, especially the raw sushi stuff.
Oh, nigiri sushi.
Yeah. What?
Nigiri sushi.
Oh, I thought you just said the N-word. I'm like, what the fuck?
No. We ain't going that far, right?
Not until we get one of our special guests on the podcast. Holy shit, I stood for 15 hours. That's awesome.
Fucking crazy, bro.
Crazy. It's just 11:45. How much time have we been on this? Wow, it's been half an hour on this one. You know what? Another rant I got on fucking Tinder. I hate people who say I love adventures. What do you mean by adventures?
She wants to travel the fucking world, bro.
Guess what? I am a fucking unemployed college student. That shit ain't happening. Get the fuck out of here. Or people who are like, I love food. Yeah, no shit. I love food too, okay? It helps me survive, you dumb bitch.
She basically means with that, feed me or else I'm going to be very fucking pissed at you.
Feed yourself, cunt. You're 18. God damn.
I had no idea if any of those are actually true. I just fucking said them.
And this is probably why I'm still single. That, and I'm too stupid and too...
I'm too anti-fucking social.
Exactly, me too.
And social anxiety.
Yeah, exactly. Fuck, I'm yeah, too brother. Fucking, like, I feel...
There's been so many times at my work I want to compliment a girl's, like, either style of, like, clothing or, like, just flat out, like, start having a conversation with her. But, like, I always stop myself because I'm, like, fucking anxiety.
Customer or coworker?
Customer.
Well, it'd be probably... I don't know how well that'd be received for a coworker. Or not, just like a staff to just start like flirting with the fucking customer. I mean, I don't know. It could probably work.
You haven't seen this guy at my work named Connor.
Well, isn't Connor the fucking the perv?
Yes.
Well, that's Connor, okay? He's white, isn't he?
Yes. Fucking. Actually, he's a fucking ginger.
Oh my, no way!
Yeah.
Just like my ex's brother.
Like full ginger, has a ginger like lumberjack. Not lumberjack beard, but it's like, it like goes.
Fucking gingers. Is he even?
He tried to hook up with my ex. He wanted to hook up with my ex.
With Salsa?
Yeah.
How did he even fucking?
He knew I had a girlfriend, and then he knew I broke up, and he's like, "Do you have any photos of her?"
What a cunt.
And he's like, "How old was she?" To make sure.
Yeah. Not old. Like, you're too old for her.
I just said 18. In general, I was like 18.
You probably should have just you sold the tooth, so he would have been like, or some shit like that.
I just said 18, and I left at that. And then he said, "Do you have any photos?" Like, nope.
It's like, go fuck yourself, you gingered hair piece of shit. You Dorito balls looking ass.
He believes rape is okay.
I heard this conversation. God, I keep forgetting his name. What is it?
Matt.
Yeah. Oh, I was thinking Mark, but it's Matt.
Fucking Mark.
He ended up telling, I swear, that started making me laugh so hard. I just thought it was funny when he was telling the story when
like
we were
the
at the strip.
Chunky soup.
Yeah. That was a good one. When Matt started talking about Connor and how he thought rape is okay. Rape isn't okay at all.
Nope. Don't do it or else your mom's a hoe.
Like, literally, I'm so against rape that I'm hardly ever the first move guy. Because would you agree that a girl making the first move speaks volumes or speaks louder than a guy making the first move?
Yeah.
Like, doesn't that seem like it's, I mean, for a female viewer, you might think, it's probably not, it's not that big, like, it's not that big deal. Like, yeah, it kind of is.
For men, yes, it is a huge deal.
Like, not only is it, like, way sexier, it, like, it kind of shows without you really saying how attracted you are to us in a way, you know what I mean?
No, but yeah.
Like, they want it. They want things to happen, so they're going to, like, make that move. And that just kind of makes it a lot
It also
hotter.
Makes men a lot more comfortable about making moves then, too.
Yeah, because it's not really fun to fuck a mannequin.
Excuse me?
Someone who just doesn't really reciprocate or do anything. It's weird.
I thought you were talking about, like, a fucking sex doll, dude. I was like, what the fuck?
No.
When did I get to that side of the internet? The fuck?
Have you ever tried fucking a sex doll?
I don't have one. Oh. Do you have one?
No. I don't have one, I swear
to
God.
That was like a small pause.
A very small pause. I don't have a sex doll. I wouldn't ever buy, if anything, I'd buy a fucking fleshlight before I get a goddamn...
A pocket pussy.
Yeah. We had a pocket... My old band mate got the drummer a pocket pussy. Her name was Monica.
The pocket pussies?
Yeah. It was weird, and he threw it at me, and it was like all jiggly. I'm like, ew.
Jiggly.
It was like, that shit was... Jiggly wiggly. That fucking pocket pussy was small, too. I was like, God damn, this isn't big enough, man. But you know how dumb I am?
Squishy.
You know how dumb I am? I think that if I lose a substantial amount of weight, girls will like me more. That's how stupid my brain works. Like, if I can start wearing, like, medium-sized shirts, girls will actually start to find me more attractive. That's how dumb my brain is. Is that true? Do you think, like, if I were to start fitting in medium-sized shirts or, like, maybe start lifting, like, start actually trying to start
bulking
weightlifting...
Up.
Just a little bit, but mostly get skinny. And my dumb brain really thinks that if I start to lose weight and start to look different, people are like, oh, wow, he's actually pretty attractive. That's how dumb my brain is. Like, that's kind of the one thing really motivating me on working out. I was like, no one's going to ever love you if you don't fucking do this. You got so lucky with your, like... With Stephanie, with Alicia, with your ex, with Emily, with Rosemary. It's a miracle that any of them ever had any sexual interest in you. Now no one does. You need to fucking start working out to get that interest back.
I mean, good motivator, but I mean, that's not good health practice. That's not good mental practice.
I mean, I just mostly do because I know no one will ever love me if I like. I mean, people don't ever get like. Again, that's how Tinder works. That's how stupid Tinder is. They won't give you a shot if you don't look up to par in your pictures.
If you ain't 6'5", making $770,000 an hour, and pays for everything.
Exactly. But I almost wanted to.
And then when you ask her weight, they all get fucking pissed.
I don't know.
Let's take this podcast outside and let's go smoke another bowl.
Fuck. What?
Could we even take this outside?
No.
Oh, it's not long enough, damn it.
How long has this been? It's been going on for what, like over an hour and a half? Holy shit.
Maybe we should start wrapping up before that Benadryl kicks in.
Yeah, I have so much shit to do tomorrow or today. Technically today.
Because we record these late at night. Yeah.
That's retarded. I'm used to.
Wait, no, if it's almost technically today, it's still technically tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually.
And I probably need to wake up at like, what, 9? Start working on. I need to figure out what to do. Because fuck me, man. I got a lot of shit to do. College. This better be fucking worth it. I hopefully become Dr. Secret Time. Hopefully I didn't end up saying anything and not, you know, double down on the stories or just, like, forget to talk about them. Because if I did, that'll really suck.
I am inebriated, so I use that as my excuse for anything.
I'm inebriated, too. I'm on 2 Benadryl.
Yeah.
I'm legit going to go home and pass the fuck out.
That's good.
It's going to feel nice.
It's going to feel real good.
It's going to feel great.
It's going to feel good. I'm fucking high. Anyways, we should probably wrap this up.
Yeah. This has been another episode of the Loner Stoner Podcast with Cameron Harper, which
is me. And I'm getting better at talking while high. Yeah. I'm not just randomly birding in like,
yeah. And with Donovan Kenneth, the stoner. Honestly, I don't know what the schedule is going to be for future podcasts.
It's
going to
be kind of rough.
Yeah, I hope it would still be weekly, but at the same time, like...
Probably bi-weekly.
It's hard to determine because college is going to fucking eat my ass. Not the good way.
And work. And I'm also not going to school, so...
Yeah. So, hope you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully, we didn't offend anyone. If you're ginger, that's your problem.
Queefs.
See you guys.